The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. Another hacker story. Adam.
Yeah, and a big one, this, because this is an alleged computer hacker who, it is said, had got into sensitive and secret files at NASA, the US Army, the Federal Reserve, and the FBI. So all in America. But Larry Love has appeared in the High Court here today in London and won his appeal against extradition. So America cannot try him. They're not saying that the charges aren't very serious, and indeed he could still be prosecuted in this country. But Larry suffers from Asperger's syndrome, somewhere on the autistic spectrum, and the case was put that essentially he would be a risk to himself if he went through the whole American court and jail system and potentially 99 years in an American jail, and therefore a guy that could take his own life. It was thought, no, it's too sensitive, he's too sensitive. But it doesn't actually mean that, therefore, he will escape justice if indeed he is guilty of these things.
Mm, goodness me. You do that very well. You tell those stories splendidly. The 60th anniversary of the Munich air crash, goodness me, 60 years, Manchester United.
Yeah, quite something. February the 6th, 1958, 23 people killed in the air disaster. Manchester United were flying back via Munich, back from a big match in Europe, and 8 Manchester United players died, and a number of Manchester United players never played again. Also, by the way, it's sometimes forgotten, 8 journalists lost their lives as well. It's a really big deal for Fleet Street, basically. But here we are, 60 years on, and they've had this big anniversary, understandably so, with a special edition match play program and a badge and everything else. And lo and behold, some of these things have now ended up on eBay, and there are people saying, ooh, this just feels wrong that fans got this given as a token of commemoration, and now they're making money out of it. I suppose it's inevitable, but it doesn't sit very well with rather a lot of football fans, let's put it that way.
Matt Busby, eh? Busby's Babes. Gee whiz. Took Man United a long time to recover from all of that, didn't it?
It did, and they lost some wonderful players. I mean, arguably probably England's greatest ever player, or at least he looked like he was going to be Duncan Edwards. Yeah. But Bobby Charlton was badly injured and came through it, and it was an extraordinary rebuilding of a great football club after that as well. Mm. And the making of Manchester United, they have the romance, perhaps, ever since then.
Absolutely. The 60th anniversary of that Munich air crash, 8 Manchester United footballers were killed. Thanks, Adam.